Hundreds of thousands of people fled their homes in Kajokeji County and sought refuge in camps in neighboring northern Uganda due to insecurity and human rights abuses when conflict spread to the area in 2016. After the unity government was formed, thousands of refugees have voluntarily returned to resettle in their villages. Bishop Emmanuel Mure of Kajokeji Diocese of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan says the church is organizing meetings between locals and organized forces to create a safe environment for returning refugees.
As such, what we embark on is to prepare the ground on organizing peace and confidence building among the people. And we do meet with the security agencies around here, the army, the police. And here in Kajokeji, there is free movement now. You can travel even up to late hours in the night.
Kajokeji County Commissioner Eresto Kenyi says local officials are also working with security agencies to improve security to encourage refugees return home.
We have discussed on how to normalize the security. Now we have agreed to have meetings with the cattle keepers around Kajokeji and reminding them about their return back to where they come from or are from the farms of the people so that the return of the people will be safe without any fear. To my people of Kajokeji, the peace is real and we are maintaining the security. People should return back to their original places. Secondly, people should unite and reconcile.
Kenyi says NGOs are working with county officials to provide health care, clean water and other services to help refugees resettle.
Remind the NGOs and the state government on the issue of service delivery, more especially the medical services and then the schools, water and others. So these are things that we put forward and we are going to plan together and make sure that we put it right as people may be coming back.
Chaplain Anyik, a youth leader in Kajokeji County, says young people have been organizing sports matches, concerts and other events to restore hope and build confidence between the returnees, the military and residents who stayed throughout the conflict.
We bring them together for sport. They'll be able to, you know, look at themselves as friends, as people protect them. And that is actually one of our plans, that we want to use sport to improve the military-civil relations. We are able to conduct another of these concepts, music for peace. We want to fit Kajokeji back to its original state.
Moses Wane returned to his village in Kajokeji County from the Bidibidi settlement camp in Uganda about 2 weeks ago. Wane says he left the refugee camp because of similar food rations. He says now that he has returned home, he plans to produce his own food to feed his family.
I decided to return home to settle and cultivate enough food back home, and I urge the government to implement a peace deal, and I equally call on the humanitarian partners to help us with shelters and farm tools for us to start our livelihoods here.
Local officials, church leaders and some of the returnees are calling on the parties to the peace deal to fully implement the security arrangements, including the deployment of unified forces so that refugees can feel safe as they return home. For VOA News, I am Daniel Friday Martin in Yatown.